What's up, everybody? Welcome into Origin DNA of a Play. I'm Joe Fan, joined by my good buddy, Ted Robinson. We're breaking it down. One of the biggest plays, maybe the biggest play of the season for the San Francisco 49ers offense. That was an 83-yard bomb from C.J. Beathard to Marquise Goodwin against the New York Giants. Ted's going to tell us how it all happened.
Well, it's fascinating. This is a play that the 49ers have dialed up a bunch this year. In fact, Kyle Shanahan in his office has a clip reel of all the times they've tried to run this play. And about the one time it really worked was a preseason game in Minnesota against the Vikings. And most of the others have not worked because of pass protection. Any deep shot, you need to protect your quarterback. That's something the 49ers have struggled with at points this year. Well, this play in this game, you're going to see, as wonderful as Marquise Goodwin is, as nicely as C.J. Beathard throws the ball, the DNA of this play is pass protection.
This play really illustrates how it takes an entire team to protect the quarterback. Offensive line holds up, but the Giants sent extra men. That's when Garrett Celek and Carlos Hyde came up huge for the 49ers.
Yeah, and it's funny, Joe, because Steve Spagnuolo, the Giants' defensive coordinator, didn't do a lot of extra pressuring during this game. But on this play, you'll see it's about midway through the second quarter, he does. So even though Marquise Goodwin ends up being the guy that we all see, the play really is made by 2 and 3, by Garrett Celek and Carlos Hyde in their pass protection, because here comes off of the defensive left two blitzers. You saw Landon Collins, a creeper, in there at the very last as a safety. Jonathan Casillas is a backer, but look at the time. And the pass pattern design, the route tree, has Goodwin in one-on-one against Janoris Jenkins, and there ain't anybody right now, if you get in a foot race, that can make this happen. So, again, watch here. Carlos Hyde and Garrett Celek. And what we're going to see, Jonathan Casillas, and then here's the late guy, the safety Landon Collins, come creeping in. And this is something Carlos Hyde has really struggled with this year, but watch right here. Even though C.J. Beathard drops back and you have an upright in there, just watch Carlos Hyde on this play. And I'm going to tell you, Joe, Carlos Hyde has struggled this year in pass protection. There have been some glaring misses he's had. I think that's the best block that Carlos has thrown this year. And so it's Hyde and Celek that make that happen, that 83-yard throw.
The 49ers host the Seahawks at Levi's Stadium on Sunday. The key to replicating that, how do you do that against the Seahawks defense that has really limited the number of explosive plays that the 49ers have been able to get against them? No Richard Sherman, that's a change. Yeah. Potentially no Cam Chancellor, no Cliff Averill, so the pass rush isn't what it was in week two. What do you want to see from this 49ers offense on Sunday?
Well, you still have Michael Bennett out there, who's as good a defensive player as there is in the league, and they brought Freeney in, and we'll see what Freeney has in him, kind of like Elvis Dumervil on the 49ers side. Pass protection is still essential. Calling the right protections, that's going to be on the quarterback to make sure that's identified properly. And then in that play, for example, Carlos Hyde or Matt Breida. And honestly, both backs this year have been very inconsistent in pass protection. It has been part of the problem that the quarterbacks have paid a price for. If they can continue like that, what we just saw from Carlos there, that's textbook, that's picture. And if they can do that, it's going to give whoever the quarterback is a lot better chance.
Can the 49ers offense replicate its performance against the Giants? We'll find out on Sunday when they host the Seattle Seahawks right here at Levi's Stadium. For Ted Robinson, I'm Joe Fan. We'll see you next week for more Origin DNA of a Play.